What the, did you ever have, well, I'm sure you did when you were younger, you had breakfast, you made a batter and poured them out on the grill?
Batter cakes.
How'd
we called them batter cakes.
How'd you go about making those? What were they made from?
We used clabber. You ever heard of clabber? Use clabber and soda and salt, a couple of eggs, and you would put flour in that and make it up into a batter. And my mother always added a little cornmeal to it. And you'd add some fat to it too. Mm-hmm. And you'd grease the griddle. And then you would cook them on the griddle, on top of the stove. But we call them batter cakes. We did not call them pancakes. We did not call them griddle cakes. They were called batter cakes.
Mm-hmm. What is the stuff that you put in the bread and make it rise up there?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. Did you call it that when you were small?
Yeah.
How about, the yellow part of the egg that you...
Yolk.
What color is that?
It's yellow.
Mm-hmm. And the other part, what color is that?
It's white.
Okay.
The egg white.
How about, what would you call those eggs that you put in water?
Boiled. Mm-hmm. Boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we never had poached eggs.
You never had poached eggs?
No. We never poached eggs. We boiled eggs, we fried eggs, we scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have.
Tell me about what you did to hogs.
We butchered them.
Mm-hmm.
We butchered hogs. And we would wait until, sometimes by the end of November, but usually it was in December. The first really cold spell, the first time that we thought the cold would last for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Get up early before daylight and go out and fill a kettle that holds 70 or 80 gallons of water with water. In the meantime, you had dug a hole, a trench kind of hole, and you'd set the kettle over that thing, and you would build a fire under it, and you would fill that kettle with water. And when it got the right temperature, you would have gone and you would have shot the hogs, and you would slit the throat so they'd bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would bring them to that place, and you would put them in the water and turn them over. And then you could... If the temperature of the water was just right, and it took someone who knew, my father and my brothers, my husband too, could look at the water and tell. But some people had various ways of testing it. They would put that water, I don't know what temperature it was supposed to be, but anyway, it had to be, it was not boiling.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the same temperature that you would scald a chicken.
Uh-huh.
By the way, I didn't tell you that was my job. The time I was about 6 was to pick those chickens. You might be picking those birds. Anyway, you would scald the hog, and then you would pull him out on some boards that you had laid out there, and you would scrape all the hog hair off of them. And then you would hang them. Now, I can't remember what that thing was called, but it was a pole that was placed across two other poles.
Mm-hmm.
And you would take it would take two or three men to take a heavy hog to lift up and hang him on that.